It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House is your market since 1923. And my friends, it's grilling season. That's right. Classic whole beef tenderloins, only $6.99. Come on, my friends. I don't know anywhere in the country where you're going to get a whole beef tenderloin for $6.99 a pound. And of course, for you, Miss Kimberly, it's BOGO time.
I noticed that. Thank you, David Ball.
BOGO shrimp. That's right. Buy one, get one free. And you can use that shrimp, Kimberly, for my recipe of the week.
How convenient. What is it?
Drunken shrimp.
Okay.
So easy and delicious. And Kimberly, since last week we had a little pie competition, it's strawberry pie time.
It is, and those pies are so good.
Oh, and for a limited time only right now, they have Tippin' strawberry pies and Tippin' strawberry banana cream pie. It's Hen House Market, your market since 1923. Kimberly, what a great show we have today. I'm hungry.
We have a fantastic show today. We have Tavernona, which is in Hotel Phillips. It's kind of a buzzy new restaurant.
You told them to bring pasta, I hope, because it's delicious. I've been there several times.
And something special that you might know a thing or two about making.
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah, you have to listen. The Foodie Chick event, which, of course, is in July. It's the inaugural event put on by Amy Jacobson, who, of course, does the Just for Her event. It's going to be fantastic.
Wow.
We'll learn more about it. We're going to be talking with Derona, which is Distinguished Restaurants of North America. Jasper's has won it for 24 consecutive
24 years.
Can
you believe that?
Amazing. Wow. And it's fascinating talking to these people who run it. And we're going to be talking to the chef, executive chef, for Barley's Kitchen and Tap. Try some of the new menu items and talk to them kind of about the evolution of KC Hops.
Well, it all sounds delicious. Let's get on with the show. Tu mi parli d'amore e la vita mi sembra più bella ancora. Una canzone per te. Kimberly, there's a new sheriff in town, and I think you're going to like him.
And that sheriff goes by the name of Bryant Wigger, and he's actually an executive chef, Jasper.
That's right, at one of my newest favorite restaurants to open up this year. It's Tavernona down in the Phillips House Hotel.
Tavernona Italian Kitchen. And I'm telling you, Bryant, the meatballs. You bring meatballs that you brought us this morning, and you're welcome. In any house, I'm sure.
I'm telling you, it's very hard for me to do this interview right now because I got meatballs in front of me.
Oh.
That smell, so incredible. It's like being back on a Sunday morning, growing up at my mom's house. I've never told another chef that in my life.
Well,
when I eat
you.
Their meatballs. So
yeah.
When I go some places, they give me those rubber meatballs, and I'm just
a little embarrassed to even comment.
So, Bryant, you are originally from the Kansas City area. In fact, you grew up on a 127-acre farm.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
So you're kind of a farm kid.
The homecoming of sorts.
Yeah, it is. I grew up on a farm, and a lot of things about cooking that got me started at a very young age. We had an acre garden. We'd go pick fresh vegetables in the summertime, and we had cows and pigs and sheep and chickens. So kind of gave me that respect of knowing where things come from and how hard it is to get to the plate.
And let's talk about coming back to Kansas City now. The Phillips House has restored this beautiful hotel. And part of the renovation, of course, was putting in the Italian restaurant, Tavernona, which is just stunning.
Thank you.
And the reviews have been out the past couple of months, Kimberly, are really something.
Yeah, there's a big buzz in Kansas City about it. So you've been around.
Yeah,
so.
I spent about 16 years in L.A. area and have worked for a lot of great hotel companies and have been privileged enough to travel through Europe and Asia. And so I get to bring all those experiences back to the Hotel Phillips and Tavernona.
And, before we went on air, Jasper, we were talking, as we normally do with guests, right? We kind of warm them up.
I'm eating while you're talking, but
That's
go ahead.
That's right. Well, I was talking. And first of all, listeners have to know that Chef Bryant looks like a young George Clooney.
That's what you said. See, I don't look at another guy like that and say, oh, you look like something. But you,
he's gotten it. He confirmed that.
Oh, wow.
But you said that you were in two different gigs, and Mark Wahlberg was eating in your dining room.
Yeah.
One time at the Beverly Wilshire, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
And then another time
in the San Diego at the Aviara.
And both times he had the server bring you out to his table.
Yeah, he's such a nice guy. You know, I've been working for the Four Seasons and Ritz-Carlton's, those guys. I've got to meet a lot of wonderful people. And, you know, there's some very, very nice people out there who everybody knows their name. And, you know, some have different personalities than they do on TV. But he is just such a really nice guy.
And as a chef, I mean, having that affirmation, whether it's Mark Wahlberg or Kimberly Stern, I mean, that does your heart good.
Because
that's your passion, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Kimberly, I'm going to tell you, I'm eyeing the one meatball that's left in that box right there.
Well, go for it. Because let's talk to Chef. We know there's a lot more that guests can expect than meatballs. So
absolutely.
Tell us.
And you serve more than just dinner. You serve breakfast and lunch at Tavern on the End, brunch on weekends.
Yep. We do breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. We do brunch on the weekends. So, you know, got a lot of great experience from working at Four Seasons, and we're going to do a lot of great Italian things for brunch. So we've got suckling pig. We're going to do a traditional style porchetta with a crispy skin.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
You're going to do porchetta, my absolute favorite dish in America.
Yep, roasted leg of lamb. And then we're going to do a great seafood bar. So we have oysters and shrimp cocktail and crab claws. And just we'll make our own gravlax and smoked salmon. So we have a lot of really wonderful things coming out.
You have really raised the bar at this restaurant. I mean, you're really offering and offering authentic Italian cuisine. I am just kind of overwhelmed with some of the dishes I've had because, like I said, you know, for one chef to another, cooking like mama, that's not easy in a, you know, when you're cooking on a larger scale.
I did tripa alla parmigiana, so braised tripe, and I had in San Diego, this guy had owned this restaurant for 40 years, and he comes in, and he didn't speak hardly any English, but his son brings me out to the table, and he goes, my dad just wanted me to tell you that your tripa alla parmigiana is just like his grandma's.
Oh, my gosh, are you serious?
I was like, that's like one of the greatest comments.
He probably had tears in his eyes.
Yeah, he's like, how can, like, that's just, to remind someone of their childhood, like, that's just, I guess, every chef's goal.
And I'm going to tell you, Kimberly, and Lisa does it every time we are out. She orders something that's really not traditional, but, you know, because I go right for the pasta.
Right.
And she ordered the Hatfield's signature burger.
Yeah.
She was overwhelmed. Now, I will tell you right now, Timmy's a good friend. I call him Timmy. Timmy's a good friend of mine from back in grade school.
Oh, yeah.
But we were just overwhelmed with that. And the fries, come on. I mean, just something very basic and simple. Again, you raised the bar and brought it to another level.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, that's Italian food. Italian food is taking the basics, just a wonderful, beautiful product, not doing much to it, serving it simply, and just doing it with a little bit of olive oil, salt, and pepper. Keep it simple and delicious.
Let's talk desserts, because here at Live
coming.
From Jasper's Kitchen, you've got two huge sweet tooths here. So talk
That's
to
great.
Us about desserts.
Well, right now, you know, we're doing a bombolini. We make our own ricotta in-house. We make a ricotta bombolini. It's like a fried cake. It's so airy and light with a lemon curd. We're doing a chocolate gandulla, so hazelnut chocolate mousse with salted caramel and espresso whipped cream. And we got these really beautiful rhubarb in this week. So we're going to make an olive oil cake with a rhubarb compote. We're going to do basil jelly, and then we're going to do a little strawberry meringue cookies to go on top. So that's going to be our next spring dessert there.
So you're going to change your menus out seasonally, I assume.
Yeah, we're getting ready to, you know, the hardest thing coming back to Missouri is getting the seasons down again, because in California, everything is early, and you can get whatever you want, whenever you want. And, you know, even for me being from here, being in L.A., my body always told me that in fall, it's time for something heavy.
Right.
And it could be 75 degrees outside. It's hard to sell polenta and chicken or polenta and a braised dish when it's 75, but it doesn't matter. My body kept telling me. So now I'm ready for spring and strawberries and asparagus and we have fiddlehead ferns and ramps are in. So we're going to do we got a steamed nettle pasta we're going to do, because we do all our pasta fresh in-house. We have a green nettle pasta and just some really wonderful spring vegetables coming up.
Well, this rigatoni that we're eating is remarkable.
Thank you. It's
and that's very, very traditional. And it's the real rigatoni. I'm talking, it's not the little round
The real McCoy, Jay.
Exactly. Let me tell you.
The real McCoy. Well, Chef Bryant Wigger, we are so excited that, number one, you chose to come back to Kansas City. Number two, that you are leading the charge at Tavernona, because Kansas City has been really excited about the renovation of Hotel Phillips and hoping that there was a five-star restaurant in there. There is.
Thank you.
There's no doubt. I can only imagine what's on the horizon and what you're going to bring to this restaurant, even, you know, something that I haven't seen before. So I cannot wait to dine with you again. I hope all my friends go out and join a wonderful dinner, have a wonderful time, whether it be breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Tavernona. They could check out the website, which is
TavernonaKitchen.com.
And it's in the old Phillips House. It's restored. It's absolutely beautiful. The hotel and all, 106 West 12th Street in historic downtown Kansas City. Kimberly, I don't know. I'm eyeing that meatball still.
We're going to arm wrestle for it, okay?
All right. I'll be nice today. This is Jasper Morabile.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen celebrating 11 years right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House is your market since 1923. And my friends, it's grilling season. That's right. Classic whole beef tenderloins, only $6.99. Come on, my friends. I don't know anywhere in the country where you're going to get a whole beef tenderloin for $6.99 a pound. And of course, for you, Miss Kimberly, it's BOGO time.
I noticed that. Thank you, David Ball.
BOGO shrimp. That's right. Buy one, get one free. And you can use that shrimp, Kimberly, for my recipe of the week.
How convenient. What is it?
Drunken shrimp.
Okay.
So easy and delicious. And Kimberly, since last week we had a little pie competition, it's strawberry pie time.
It is, and those pies are so good.
Oh, and for a limited time only right now, they have Tippin' strawberry pies and Tippin' strawberry banana cream pie. It's Hen House Market, your market since 1923. Kimberly, I always like events when a couple of chicks are around.
I know you do. And we've got one that is perfect for you. Of course, we have Amy Jacobson with us this morning, who is the chick event queen in town. She is so well-versed in putting on these fabulous events like Just For Her. And this summer, July 22nd, she's having her inaugural Foodie Chick event at Park Place. And it is going to be fantastic, Jasper.
No kidding. We're talking food, wine, craft beer, artisan coffee.
Donuts and whiskey.
Uh-oh.
Hey.
That could be dangerous.
And Amy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, Amy, thank you for coming on. And what's great about this, it's all about local. I mean, we're talking Union Horse, Green Dirt Farm, Pizzeria Locale, of course, and her life is sponsoring it along with Feast Magazine.
Yeah, we've got, it's going to be something new for us. We have over 20 restaurants involved, wineries, local Kansas wineries, breweries, coffee makers. So really, it's a culmination of kind of everything people love in the city, from food, from artisan food, drinking, a little bit of everything. It's a tasting celebration of Kansas City is sort of what we're calling it.
And of course, you're the founder and CEO of Chick Events. And you put on, how many events do you put on a year?
We started Chick Events in 2014, okay. And we average 3 to 4 events a year.
Major events.
Major events. Typically, this is our very first foodie event. We really have focused on specializing in the handmade and vintage markets. We pop up all over the city. We've done events at Park Place, Crown Center. We're doing one at Johnson Farms this summer, this fall. But this event, we really felt like we wanted to do something that just involved the love of food in Kansas City. It's become obviously such a huge part of our city, I think. And although there'll be some shopping, it'll be mostly focused around artisan food shopping and vendors that sell product for your dining, kitchen, entertainment. And then it's a big tasting event. And there's voting involved. So it gets everybody really interactive in this event.
Well, Jasper, it's a great deal, too. Did you see the prices?
I just saw the prices. Wow.
GA tasting ticket. You can buy those online at $35. GA tasting ticket at the door if they're available and you're anticipating selling out.
Yeah, we're half sold out right now.
Wow. $40. Yeah. And then of course the VIP tasting experiences, which includes the GA ticket.
It does.
Which, what a deal. And that's $50.
So for $15 extra, you can choose between three VIP experiences. You can do a wine and cheese, and that's sponsored by Casey Wine Co. and Green Dirt Farm. And then we have our beer and bites, which is Gordon Biersch's VIP experience. And then we have our whiskey and donuts, which is Union Horse and Donutology. So very exciting. And you get to meet the makers, really find out sort of what the pairings are all about. Why would you pair whiskey and donuts? You're going to really get a fun experience in our VIP tent. And then, like you said, Kimberly, that includes your GA ticket. So you'll get literally, you'll be pretty much engorged with food and drinks at this event.
Our kind of event, Jay.
I have to ask you, you know, that Park Place area is such a beautiful area.
It is.
And to watch people walk around there, and even in the courtyard where the ice skating rink is during the wintertime. But in the summertime, it's not only just a neighborhood area. I mean, people just kind of flock there, especially during the week and on the evenings. And, you know, you have ice cream there and everything. So it's a great place to hang out. And you're going to be actually doing the event in that area right there?
No, in the streets. So we're shutting down the streets like typically do. All the tenting will be in the streets.
No kidding.
The area you're talking about, that Barclay Square, which is a grassed area, that will have live music and all the reserved tables.
Okay.
So you can pay to reserve a table under your name and have a place for you and your friends to sit all night for the entire event. It'll be reserved under your name. And we just sold out of our four tops and added a few more
Are
the other day. No, so that whole area, Park Place, will be shut down for the event. Of course, all the restaurants and stores will still be open. You can shop the marketplace or grab a drink at the cash bar if you're not ticketed, but you do have to have a tasting ticket wristband to do all of the tastings.
This is really amazing. And I love you, Amy. You are so creative. You are such a master marketer. And what you've done with Uber, I love that.
We didn't want anybody driving after they've had a few drinks.
So the first ride is free?
So if you haven't used Uber before, which many people in Kansas City still have not used Uber,
you
have
a
$20 ride for free. So you can use that coupon code that we've got for Uber, which is exciting. It's FoodieKC, and you can download that on Uber, and your ride home or ride there would be free. So that's really exciting. We definitely want to make sure that we can get people there safe. We've also partnered with Aloft Hotel, so we're calling kind of a staycation. So Aloft Hotel has a $115 rate that weekend. So if you want to come down with your husband or date night or girlfriend weekend, you can actually stay at the Aloft Hotel in Park Place and make it a weekend and not have to go home that Saturday night.
I love it, Jay.
And then I noticed if you follow you on Facebook, they have some special deals once in a while. Is that right?
We do. We actually just, on Tuesdays, we do our free ticket Tuesday giveaway. We had over 100 people enter the other day. We do give free tickets away all the time. Some VIP tickets we're giving away. So definitely follow us on our event page on Facebook. We highlight all the different participants, so all the restaurants and breweries and wineries. We've got Chateau Milk, a bunch of, you know, local folks that everybody loves. We're showcasing their newest, latest, and greatest. And pretty soon we'll be showcasing what you'll get to taste. So like I mentioned, there'll be voting involved. So you actually will get to vote for what you think is Kansas City's best bite that the restaurants will put out. We're going to showcase what those are going to be soon. And then your best red, best white. So you'll get to taste red and white from all the wineries. Best craft beer, and then your favorite coffee. So everybody will be sampling, and you will actually ballot vote. And then Feast Magazine and Her Life Magazine will publish the winners in their September issue after the event.
I love it.
Wow, Kimberly, artisan food. Artisan drink, all local, and of course, it's at Park Place. I mean, that's the perfect date night or just any night.
Well, it is. It is. And you forgot one of the most important things.
What's that?
Part of this event. You get to shop.
Shop. No, that's
shopping.
That's where the ladies come in. See, I wasn't thinking
It's food shopping, Jasper.
Food shopping.
So there you go. Now I'm in here now. I'm
everything
now.
From, you know, Dragonfly with their salsa. We've got Kettle Corn. I mean, everything artisan that you can possibly imagine.
Kidding.
Green Dirt Farm is going to be selling their cheeses there. And then we've got some really fun vendors that are going to be hand-making products like coffee mugs, wine glasses, accessories for your kitchen. So it's all foodie-related. If you love food, you're going to love this event.
Who doesn't love food? Who doesn't love local, like Jasper
exactly.
was saying? We've got less than a minute left. Let's tell listeners where they can buy tickets.
Absolutely. Chickevents.com, and that's C-H-I-C-K events.com. Tickets will be right off of that website. And again, like they mentioned, they're $35 currently online. We also have a special. You can buy two tickets for $60 or a four-pack, so get your couples going, for $100. So that drops it down to $25 a ticket. Those are all on sale now. And then we're over half sold out of all of our VIP experiences. So make sure if you're looking to do one of those cool VIP experiences. You book those soon.
And, of course, it's 4 to 9 p.m. at the wonderful Park Place in Leawood.
July 22nd.
Yeah.
Amy, thanks for coming on. And, of course, it's all about local. It's the Foodie Chick event. Make sure you check them out. The website one more time.
It's chickevents.com.
Most excellent, Ms. Kimberly.
Let's make it a date.
You got it. This is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen, talking local. Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House is your market since 1923. And my friends, it's grilling season. That's right. Classic whole beef tenderloins, only $6.99. Come on, my friends. I don't know anywhere in the country where you're going to get a whole beef tenderloin for $6.99 a pound. And of course, for you, Miss Kimberly, it's BOGO time.
I noticed that. Thank you, David Ball.
BOGO shrimp. That's right. Buy one, get one free. And you can use that shrimp, Kimberly, for my recipe of the week.
How convenient. What is it?
Drunken shrimp.
Okay.
So easy and delicious. And Kimberly, since last week we had a little pie competition, it's strawberry pie time.
It is, and those pies are so good.
Oh, and for a limited time only right now, they have Tippin strawberry pies and Tippin strawberry banana cream pie. It's Hen House Market, your market since 1923. Kimberly, it's always wonderful on a Saturday morning to have a distinguished guest join us in the studio.
Absolutely. We actually have two distinguished guests, Jasper.
Oh, wow.
Count them, two. And we're lucky enough to have Kelly and Scott Reard, who are the executive directors of Derona, which is an organization in North America of fine dining restaurants. And it's very prestigious to get a Derona award. The Morabili family, Jasper's, has won 27 consecutive years.
We are honored, I'm telling you. And my brother Leonard, well, actually we date back to my father, was an original board member and one of the with the beginning of Derona. And then my brother Leonard also, and now I'm on their Midwest, I think it was like Midwest board. We'll talk more about that.
Well, Scott and Kelly, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Right off the bat, tell us what Derona is and why patrons going to a Derona recognized restaurant can expect the best.
Well, good morning, both of you. We're thrilled to be a part of this call this morning, and thank you for having us. We're very proud. Kelly and I have just taken the positions as the executive directors of Derona. And Derona, 27 years, as Jasper's mentioning, goes back in great history. I think we're the premier organization right across North America that awards fine dining restaurants. And I think Jasper's, you're mentioning the restaurant now with so many years of recognition, it's really, Derona's really sourced out the very best in fine dining.
So how many restaurants have been awarded the Derona distinction across North America?
Currently, right now, we have...
The numbers are right here. We're at 642, 549 across the U.S., 69 in Canada, 22 in Mexico. And we expanded. It turns out that it's a little more research into North America. It turns out that Central America and the Caribbean are a part of North America, so we've expanded there. And there's two new awarded restaurants in that territory.
Wow, I didn't realize that. I do feel distinguished this morning, Kimberly.
You look distinguished, Jasper.
So, Jasper, as I mentioned at one point, we're thrilled because you are the only restaurant in Kansas City that's ever had the ability to receive this recognition. So we're thrilled, and we're thrilled to talk to you this morning about it. We know there's great history here. It's an organization that restaurants are thrilled to receive.
What determines, let's just take a deep dive right now, what determines if a restaurant is worthy of the Derona Award?
Well, there's a number of things that determine whether or not a restaurant would be worthy of the Derona Award. We try to take everything into consideration. So we look at, you know, the wine list, we look at the menu, but it also comes down to the ambiance and the service provided by each restaurant, because all of those things need to work together in order for a restaurant to be considered distinguished. So it's not just your menu, it's not just your wine list, it's not just what your restaurant looks like, it's everything all combined. design, which combines to make for an exceptional dining experience.
Well, you know, Kelly and Scott, I love the fact that it's not just the food, it's not just the wine list, it's the ambiance and the customer service, because Jasper won't talk about it, but I will. I mean, that is, people love the food. They love the tradition there, of course, the wine list, but the ambiance and the old world customer service, people absolutely love. That's such an important part
exactly.
of the experience.
And I think that it's important when, you know, you get an overall experience about a restaurant that you go to. When you have all of those things combined, will just make for that much better of an experience when you're dining out.
And let's face it, when we go out and spend our hard-earned money today on a nice night in a restaurant, we want an experience.
Correct. And I think, Jasper, I think you can agree with this, that, I mean, the industry's somewhat changed and restaurants have evolved. But back down to tradition, when most people are out celebrating an anniversary or birthday, or when a young man's trying to choose the right location to go out and propose to get married, it's going to be a Girona restaurant, and rightfully so. That tradition will always continue, and I think that's the one thing that separates Girona apart from a lot of awards where it comes down to wine list or awards out there where it's review-based. Girona sort of encompasses all when it comes to fine dining.
And I will tell you this, and this brings me back to 1997 when my father was still alive, and we were changing locations, and we were changing really the restaurant and reinventing ourselves. And we were really the true old-fashioned fine dining, tuxedo-clad waiters and white tablecloths and tableside service. And I remember going out to dinner in New York with my father one night, and he looked around the room and he said, I'm the only one in a suit right now in this restaurant. And it was a very, very upscale restaurant. And I looked at him and I said, Dad, I said, this is what's going on around the country. And you know, and now we see it that we're out of Kansas City. We, you know, he used to visit a lot of the restaurants. And I thought my dad was really, I wouldn't say a pioneer, but he was ahead of his time in Kansas City, because when we changed over to the new restaurant and we had a lot of customers who came in and, you know, what happened to the tablecloths? What happened to the servers? What happened to the maitre d', you know, the same cuisine, a different atmosphere, but really a different, maybe more of a change in attitude where you could become a little more relaxed. And that's what people want today. And my father saw this over 19, 20 years ago.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I mean, the menu may not have changed too much. The wine list may not have changed too much. You just leave feeling special. It's been a great experience, wonderful food, wonderful wine menu. But that you leave the experience feeling like you've, as Kimberly mentioned, you spent your hard-earned dollars, but you leave with a smile and an experience.
Well, you know, time is running out. Unfortunately, we could talk to you for the full hour. But how can listeners in Kansas City, of course, they know where to go for a Girona restaurant, and that's Jasper's. But our listeners travel a lot. They're foodies through and through. How would they find out about Girona restaurants in other markets?
Well, if they go to our website, Girona.com, and click on the directory, it will bring up a map listing of the entire North America, and they can click, you know, they can zoom in on the city that they're traveling to or that they're interested in, and it will provide a map showing where all the restaurants are located, which would provide them with some more information about where they could also experience a fine dining experience, not in their hometown.
And believe me, my friends, when I tell you, we are honored at Jasper's, especially when my father was put into the Girona Hall of Fame with such well-known restaurateurs around the world, including Warren LaRuth, Ella Brennan, John Leone, Paul Covey, Vince Bomarito, John Arena. The list is endless. Bert Catino. If you just go ahead and look at Girona.com, the Hall of Fame, you'll see these distinguished restaurateurs who really started this great group. And I look back and I'm honored. My brother Leonard, my nephew Jay, we are all honored to be a part of Girona. And we want to spread the word to our friends and listeners to go out and make sure you check out the city you're in. Make sure you check out the Girona restaurants and tell them that Jasper and people from Kansas City, we love them all, and we look forward to meeting them again and going to the reunions again, because that's what it was all about with those great reunions.
Yes, and we've got we have one of the reunion luncheons coming up shortly, so we hope to see you there and anybody that might be in Chicago that weekend.
Well, my friends, thanks so much. You will see us there, and again, we appreciate your time coming on the radio show today and discussing Girona. It's Girona, my friends, Girona.com. Check them out. Have a wonderful day. This is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen celebrating 11 years right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House is your market since 1923. And my friends, it's grilling season, that's right. Classic whole beef tenderloins, only $6.99. Come on, my friends, I don't know anywhere in the country where you're going to get a whole beef tenderloin for $6.99 a pound.
I noticed that. Thank you, David Ball.
And Kimberly, since last week we had a little pie competition, it's strawberry pie time.
It is, and those pies are so good.
Oh, and for a limited time only right now, they have Tippin strawberry pies and Tippin strawberry banana cream pie. It's Hen House Market, your market since 1923.
Kimberly, every time Ryan Sneed comes into the studio, he's like stacked to his head. You can't even see his head with food.
He is, and he casually carries it down the hall, just like he's, you know, carrying a child.
But more than anything, did you see the plates? They're already designed. They're already put together.
Beautiful, beautiful. It's just as though they came straight out of the kitchen.
Ryan Sneed from KC Hops is here with us in the studio today, and we're going to be talking not only food, a little beer perhaps.
Perhaps, Jasper.
And we may throw something in there about our favorite fried chicken.
So, Executive Corporate Chef Ryan Sneed, you have a lot of fun in what you do.
I love doing what I do. Good morning to both of you. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. It's always fun to have Ryan. It's a fun time.
You bring food, we like you.
So what we have here is are some of the new menu items from Barley's.
Yeah, these are for the new menu items from Barley's Kitchen and Tap. You know, 20 years ago, Barley's has been pioneering craft beer. I mean, we've been in the beer scene before it was even cool, when it was just the beer geeks that wanted it, and now it's mainstream. And so we're still doing that, but we really wanted to make sure everyone understood that we have a lot more than just beer, and not just your typical bar food, pizza and wings. We have that too, but there's a lot more to us than just that.
And these are some chef-driven dishes that you brought here. The tuna alone is unbelievable.
Absolutely. These are dishes that are, and they're great for spring, by the way, too, because we're headed into spring. So they're very light and nice. But, you know, the ahi tuna, the seared tuna salad is a great sushi-grade tuna that's seared rare and sliced and served over a bed of lettuce with citrus vinaigrette and some soy ginger vinaigrette with it. It's very beautiful.
And you also brought the brick chicken salad, the seafood orzo pasta, the Three Little Pigs flatbread, which I adore that.
That's a great one, you know, and I'd like to hear your opinion, especially because I'm sure you're probably a pizza purist with your background, but this is such a out-of-the-box pizza, but it's just great. We try to utilize the ingredients that we do really well at Barley's Kitchen and Tap, and one of them is our 7-hour pork, and so that's on there. It's one of the three pigs.
Delicious.
It also has bacon and ham, but it's served with some roasted poblano peppers, some minonita cheese, which is kind of a farmer-style cheese, really creamy, and then the base of it isn't your typical red sauce. It's a cherry pepper aioli, kind of like a little out of box, little vinegar, a little spice. It just all really
so
comes
creative.
Together well.
And what's the crust?
It's our pizza crust. We make our own crust. We use beer in it. We try to use beer in a lot of things that we make.
Beer makes the world go round.
It sure does. It does.
You know what? I didn't know that until just now. Am I tasting beer now?
Yeah, you probably are. You're probably getting some of the hoppy and fermentation flavor from the beer. Yeah, we use a little sweeter honey beer rather than hoppy, but it's in there.
So you guys are always on the cutting edge of things. You really are. I mean, you really were a pioneer in the craft beer, on the craft beer scene years ago. So you're now also offering a new drink.
We are. It's kombucha. And that's a fermented tea drink that is really starting to catch some traction in Kansas City. And it's delicious, first of all. I mean,
we have
two flavors, blueberry and ginger lime right now. And it's on tap, too, which is great because you can get it and you can enjoy it while you're eating dinner. You can also take a growler home if you want, which my wife and I do all the time. But some people believe it has a lot of health benefits as well. As the way it's prepared, it has the good food bacteria that you see like in beer and wine and things that are in your own natural digestive tract.
It's good for gut health.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. So you only have growlers to take home. You can't take a grogger home, huh?
It's a growler.
Yeah, Jasper, that's a whole other
story. Had to throw
it
in there, Kimberly.
You can throw the whole keg over your back if you wanted to carry it out.
So the kombucha is non-alcoholic.
It is non-alcoholic technically. It does have a small amount of alcohol from the fermentation, but it's less than 0.5%. So it doesn't even register. It would be in the same category as your non-alcoholic beers. We also offer some mocktails and cocktails if you get tired of those two flavors. We have a whole host of drinks that are made with a kombucha.
Wow. Okay, let's start. Your day, for example, as a corporate chef, it's got to be exciting. You're creating every day.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of, if you're in the industry, you like it because it's different every day. Mm-hmm. Something's always going on that's different. And you multiply that by 13 with me. So when I get in the morning, the first thing I have to do is find out what the heck's going on with everybody. Yeah. And after I do that, you know, and everything is up and going, we're open. A few, here and there. Then I really, my main focus is how to drive our restaurants forward. what's going to happen next week, what's going to happen next season, what local growers and farmers are out there that we can pull from, that we can just put the best product possible on our plates. And that's where really where we're trying to separate ourselves from just a typical bar, is that this food is very much thought out. It's very creative, and there's a lot of components that come together, and not the least of which is the beer that we like to use at Barley's.
It's intentional.
It's extremely intentional.
So tell us, besides Barley's, you've got Blue Moose.
We have Blue Moose, we have O'Dowd's, and we have Stroud's, and then we have a catering company with a food truck.
Right, Relish.
Yeah.
And you do corporate events, you do private cocktail parties, you do weddings.
We do everything.
You do neighborhood parties.
Yeah, we have, the catering company has several arms to it. There's Classic Catering, which has been an institution in Kansas City for over a decade.
Right.
And that has, you know, your typical catering, and then there's Relish Catering, which does a lot of higher end events like wedding receptions and things like that. And then, of course, we have our mobile food truck, which can go anywhere. And we've done everything from weddings to birthday parties to bar mitzvahs to all kinds of things with that. And that's a ton of fun. I wish I could just get paid to drive around the food truck all day. That would be the best job in the world. But I'm not complaining about mine by any means. And then, of course, we have Stroud's,
And of course, I love what you've done with Stroud's, because you've kept everything intact. But then you've added just a little more each time. Like during Lent, you offered the sandwich.
Yeah, during Lent, we offered fish features every Friday for Lent to help with that. You know, a lot of fried chicken, but some people may be dissuaded from going because they couldn't eat meat that day.
And then someone told me now, and I don't know why I haven't seen it, that you have mac and cheese as a side dish at Stroud's
now? We do. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer, right? I mean,
well, yeah,
it's been around for 80 years, and all of a sudden mac and cheese. But, you know, that's how you grow. It's kind of like carryout. You know, it took us a while to figure out. Not us, but the brand took so long to figure out carryout, and we've really locked that down, too.
You have. I was there not too long ago, and it was on a Sunday, and I'm telling you, everything was so organized on 135th Street. I was just impressed.
And we get carryout from Stroud's at least once a week. My partner Les absolutely loves it.
Well, you
it.
Dog. Are you
and
serious?
At least once a week, because we live very close to there. But
that's dangerous.
You know what, Chef? What Les, obviously we love the food, but what Les loves about carryout is going in and those girls.
They are. I'm talking about.
Behind the counter. They are, I mean, so customer focused.
I told Mike Donegan that. I said, Mike, I said, you should just sit here one day, because he was over there having lunch with me.
Yeah.
I said, you should see that carryout on Sundays. Yeah. I was very impressed. I don't tell a lot of people like that. It reminded me of Joe's KC Barbecue with their carryout.
And that's
it's
not
right
an easy thing
no,
to organize.
Not.
No, and I'm so lucky to be working with people like that. You know, I mean, and you look at what happened this past Easter. We did a big carryout promotion, and we do pretty much every holiday as well. You can schedule to pick up a box of whatever you want. We offer different packages for you to feed your family. You schedule a time, in and out, boom, you're gone.
We did Memorial Day with y'all. Memorial Day was something you could order the chicken online, and you could just get like 24 pieces of this and 18 pieces of this.
Yep, we'll
so
do
just
whatever
not
you
the
want.
Dinners itself.
So a little picnic basket.
Oh, yes.
Good
fried
Stroud's.
Chicken. Can't go wrong with
What's
fried chicken.
What's on the horizon? I can just imagine. You guys are so creative.
Well, you were talking about Blue Moose a minute ago. We do have a Blue Moose opening in Lawrence, Kansas. So that's our next big opening.
Is that
so
on
we're
Mass?
Excited about that. No, it's not. It's on the corner of 6th and Wakarusa. It's on the other side of town. It's a very growing part of that
exactly.
city. So we're really excited to have that open. It's a brand new building for us, and we can be prouder of it.
All the same favorites on the menu and some new?
The menu's going to change a little bit, but yeah, we're going to keep all the favorites on there. It's really hard to change our menus because of that, honestly. We debate about it for days and days, weeks, about what to take off or what not, because there's so many good things on there.
What do you think, if you took something off the Barley's menu that customers would just go up in arms about, what would it be? That you just can't take off.
Well, I mean, it's funny. We actually tried to take off chicken wings at one point. It's just that we thought, man, chicken wings have run their course. Well, we were wrong.
Yeah,
we were afraid to admit we're wrong.
A chicken wing
revolt. Yeah,
revolt.
There were pitchforks and torches and people being, you know, it was bad.
I love it.
So yeah, we didn't, you know, it's funny because we have our core menu on the Barley's Kitchen Tap menu. It's the spin dip and the wings and all this, the bar food, which we've had for 20 years. And that stuff is not going anywhere anytime soon, but we certainly have a whole other side to the menu.
So that's inspiration for you too.
Yeah, it is creative, you know, because it's easy to get bogged down when you're going through all the paperwork side of what you do. But I try to stay creative. I mean, that's my main focus.
Well, the spread in front of us, Jasper, wouldn't you give that
Kimberly,
an
I don't
eight
know what to go. No,
plus,
I,
plus, plus.
I haven't had the chicken sandwich yet. It looks like plus. A Monte Cristo.
It does. Oh, the brick chicken.
That's our brick chicken sandwich. It's Chablis post chicken with brie cheese melted over it. And it's got tomato bacon jam that we make in-house.
Mm.
Uses ale.
Bacon.
Ale style beer. And then we have a pesto aioli on the bottom of it. It's served on a ciabatta style roll. It's kind of pressed down and flattened. Like you would think of
our producer and engineer here right now, Mark, got that knife going. He's ready for it.
He is.
What a great interview, Kim.
Chef, you know, we want you back all the time.
It's my pleasure.
So,
I love it.
And with
every week, be here next week at 10:45.
And with all these restaurants, you've always got something new to talk about. So
absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you
for
having
me. Really appreciate it.
Oh, fantastic. This is Jasper Miraboli.
And Kimberly Stern.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen celebrating 11 years right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.